Welcome to Celebration Voices, where each week we bring personal stories of hope, discovery, and of course, celebration. We will explore how celebrating every day creates a ripple effect that touches friends, neighbors, and strangers. I'm your host, Michelle Schaaf. Let's create a ripple effect. Everybody, today on Celebration Voices, we're talking to Faye Stout. She's a retired nurse from Texas, and she has a love of photography, and she also celebrates every day. Hi, Faye.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. So this is a redo for us because of technical difficulties, but Faye has agreed to sit down with me again, and I have no complaints there at all. She's such a fun, happy person, and everybody's going to just love her. You've been celebrating every day for a long time. What got you started?
I think it's been since about 2015.
Okay.
And it's fun. I don't remember how I stumbled on the site, but ever since I did, it's like, oh, well, what day is this? And then what day is tomorrow? And each time I try to find a photo that I have taken to go with that day. So I'm back in the archives trying to find something that I can use. Sometimes I can find things, sometimes I can't, and sometimes I go out specifically to take a photo for that day. It just depends. But it's been a great amount of fun and something to look forward to. And I post the day on my Facebook site, and people seem to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And if I miss a day, they're like, oh, what happened to her? Or what day is it?
They call you out on it, don't they?
Yeah. But it's just so much fun.
Yes, I agree with you there so much. And I could tell you're having fun with it. Some of the things that I saw, and you're very talented with your photography.
Oh, thank you so much. It's fun.
You look like you're having fun. I know one of the photos that you had directed me to was the National Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day photo.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
This was a very surprise photo for me. I went to the Wiley Blues Festival in Texas. It was a day event, and I was sitting in a little park area and just watching people. And I love people. I love to photograph people. And across from me was a building, and it had this most beautiful mural on it. But it was going back in time with an old automobile and the old building. And it was beautiful. All of a sudden, a man comes walking along, and he looks like he has just come out of the wall of that mural. He fit in so perfectly. And he had like a little derby hat on. And there was a woman following behind him very close. And I didn't want her in the picture. So I had my long lens on my camera. So I took a couple quick shots, hoping they would work, and they did. And it was so exciting when I saw the photo because he looked like he blended into that whole mural. I'm sorry I didn't run and get his name and email so he could have the photo, but it really turned out to be a lot of fun.
It's a great photo, and that was one of the first ones I looked at. You also told me about your bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah. My last day of nursing in 2012, I was going to retire. I have been a critical care nurse for 45 years, love my job, and every day was different. You could go home at the end of the day and know you had helped someone through a difficult time in their life. So anyway, as I came out of the door of the intensive care unit, I kept hearing all these beeps and buzzers going off. And I thought, never again will I hear these familiar sounds that have been a part of my life for so long. But I had one thing. As I approached my car, I had one bumper sticker, and it said retired RN. And I slapped that on the back of my car. Well, it has been all downhill since then. And I drive a Honda CRV. It's an old Honda CRV. And I have about 100 bumper stickers on my car. Some of them have been bleached out by the Texas sun. Some of them, somebody took a key or a knife and cut through some of them. But my bumper stickers are not places that I've been. It's just fun quotes or fun sayings or whatever. One of my favorites is, don't do anything you wouldn't want to tell the paramedics. But they're just fun to look at. And I sometimes catch other people looking at them. Came out of a store one day and there were three ladies around my car and they were looking at these bumper stickers. And I thought, okay, this looks like fun. I'm going to play a little game. And I walked along very nonchalantly as if it wasn't my car. And one of the ladies said to me, oh, come here, you have to see this. And I went over and she says, look at all these bumper stickers. And she started pointing and reading to them. And then another girl was up by the passenger side of the car and she called me over to her and she says, you got to see this. There's a skeleton in the car. And Mr. Bones, especially in October, Mr. Bones rides with me. He's my passenger. I always buckle him in for safety, and people get quite a kick out of him. And we were just laughing. And then very quietly, I turned to them and I pointed to my car and I said, that's my car. And they broke up laughing again. It was just a fun scenario.
I'm sure that just made their day. That's one thing about talking with you is that you spread joy. And after we got done talking the other day, I thought of, you know, you are so infected with joy germ. We have National Joy Germ Day on the calendar.
That's a good germ to have.
That is a good germ to have. And that
we all need some joy and humor in our life. It makes life easier.
I definitely walked away with a smile that day. Another thing that we talked about, tell me about your friend Lucy.
Oh, Lucy, so special. I used to love to go to estate sales. As a matter of fact, I'd take every Friday off from work so I could go to an estate sale. And you never knew what you would find. You could find a $5,000 painting with a gilt gold frame, or you could buy leftover toilet paper if it hadn't been used. There's something there for everyone. But I was in the garage looking for a flower pot. It's kind of dark in the garage. There was a lady sitting at the table there, and she had dark glasses on. Made no sense to me. And then I came around again, and I looked at her, and I realized she wasn't real. She was a mannequin. Oh, my gosh. I got so excited. And it was a sale day. I forget how much off, but she was $65. And that's a pretty good price for a mannequin, especially one as pretty as she is.
Especially this one. She's gorgeous.
And so I said to the fellow out there handling the sale, I said, I want her. And I paid him the money. And I said, I'm parked about a block and a half away. I'll drive up and pick her up. And at this point, people are overhearing this conversation. So when I got there to pick her up, he was starting to take her arms off. And I'm going, no, she's going to sit in the passenger seat next to me. And people started laughing at that point. So he got her in the seat and I got her buckled in and off we went. And, you know, all the time I'm thinking, well, what am I going to call her? And she kind of reminded me of, remember the I Love Lucy show? Mm-hmm. And her reddish hair kind of reminded me of that. And I said, I'm going to call her Lucy. And that's what I did. And then I thought maybe she had been abused because her knit dress had dried leaves on it. And she, you know, she was dusty and all of this. And so anyway, I got her a pretty dress to wear and all of this and sat her in the rocking chair. And she sat there and she sat there. And after a while, I thought, Lucy needs to get out and have some fun. So the first time I took her out, I took her to the Rowlett Library. Outside of the building, they have a bench where Mark Twain, the statue of Mark Twain sits. And I thought it would be fun to have a picture of Lucy and Mark Twain. So I carried her to the bench, got her all situated. I was getting ready to take her photo when an elderly woman comes out of the library with a bunch of books in her arms, and she broke up laughing when she saw Lucy. And she turned to me and she said, what's this all about? And I said, it's my friend Lucy. She wanted to go out for the day. And she just laughed some more. And she said, I have been so depressed. And this is the highlight of my week. When she said that, I realized that Lucy could bring a lot of joy into people's lives in such simple ways. And it seems that everywhere I took her, people loved her. I took her to the Arboretum. She got her first kiss at the Arboretum from one of the male volunteers there. And I was wondering what she was feeling. Oh, was she excited? Was she embarrassed? You know, she didn't say a word. But everywhere she would go, she would meet new friends and people loved her and everybody wanted their photo taken with her. I am sorry I didn't get a photo of that first lady who made that remark at the library, because I don't know, if it weren't for her, maybe I wouldn't have taken Lucy out, but she just sparked everything.
And you've posted all our adventures out there, and lots of people seem to be interested, and you do bring joy to them through Lucy, and I love the stories that you tell on there.
Thank you.
Another subject that we had talked about was you had a photo of an armadillo on wildlife.
Yes.
Do you remember? Did you take that photo?
I sure did. Yes.
Yeah. It's a beautiful. Did you get up close or how did you get this photo?
This is an interesting thing. A bunch of the photographers from the Nature Photographer Club I'm in, we went down to Santa Clara Ranch in Texas, South Texas. And they have areas where you can actually go underground and they have it opened up so you can put your camera through there. And they set up different scenes, like little ponds or whatever. And we were leaving that day when all of a sudden this armadillo comes up and wants a drink of water. I have never seen an armadillo close up like that. He didn't seem to see us or wasn't afraid of us. And he got his drink of water. And that was probably one of my favorite nature shots.
I can see why. I can. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
You've got a lot of unique photos out there. You know, you posed Lucy on Absurdity Day for one, but then I think you've had a few other Absurdity Day photos out there. Got a kick in them.
I can't recall what I had done for Absurdity Day.
There was also one of, there was a cowboy.
Oh, the two toilets. Was that a? No, I did that for Toilet Day.
Well, let's talk about that since you bring that up. Tell the story for National Toilet Day, this photo that you had in your archive.
Immediately when I saw it was National Toilet Day, I knew I had a photo in the archives. What are the chances of having a toilet that you would want to post? But I love to go to little towns in Texas. They are fascinating. And I was out for a weekend with a couple girlfriends, and we were just doing photography in little towns. And we went to this cafe for lunch, and my one friend had been there previously. And I needed to use the bathroom, so I got up to go to the bathroom. She says, oh, wait, you need to take your camera with you. I thought, wow, that's really weird. So I took my camera with me and I opened the door, and in this enclosed area are two toilets, one in front of the other. It was insane. And it just tickled me. So when Toilet Day came up, that's the one I used.
I don't blame you. That is so perfect. You know, we have a lot of animal days on the calendar.
Yes.
And dogs are a popular topic. You have a little pug, don't you?
We have two pugs, a little fawn pug and a black pug. Yes.
And you have a bumper sticker regarding that too. And there's a story about a message you received.
Oh, yes. I was with some photo friends and we had gone down to Deep Ellum in Dallas to take some photos. And we stopped for lunch. And then after lunch, we departed. I went to my car. There was something on my car under my windshield. It was a magic wand and a note. I can't remember exactly what the note said now, but whoever expects to go to your car and find a magic wand, and it even lights up. And evidently they were pug lovers and they related to my pug bumper stickers. And it was just the sweetest thing in the world. I still to this day have no idea who left that magic wand on my car.
But it was such a sweet little message that you received. And like all the days that you celebrate, what you've mentioned before is that you meet new people and you spread that joy, and it seems to have a bit of a ripple effect. Can you tell me a little bit about the people maybe that you've met or you feel that have enjoyed seeing your posts or meeting Lucy on those days or anything like that?
I have met so many wonderful people through my photography. And also through challenge or site that I'm on Flickr, that's called 100 Strangers. I have met my 100 strangers, and I'm on my second batch of 100 strangers. But you must go up to a stranger and, for whatever reason, ask to take their picture. And then I would usually get their email and send them their picture. And they would tell me something about themselves. And of course, I would get permission to post this. But it was just such a fun challenge to do that. And I think the best portrait I took was a fella at a 4th of July event. And his daughter told me after I had taken his photo, and she saw it on the computer, she said, my father said that this is the photo he wants in front of his casket when he died. And, you know, you never know what photo you might take that might be so meaningful to a family. Mm-hmm. But I love meeting strangers. I met strangers every day when I worked as a nurse. I heard so many life stories. We all have a story to tell.
You have many stories to tell. So many, we probably haven't even scratched the surface with our conversations here. I mean, I'm looking through my list and, you know, I wrote down as many things as I could in the few minutes I had. That you had a great picture for Smile Power Day. And you had a for Cowboy Poet Day. It was a very somber cowboy in your photo. Just beautiful photos.
Thank you so much. It's fun.
We talked about festivals and events at one point. Which ones would you like to talk about in your area that we should celebrate?
Well, there's a couple that are a lot of fun. One is where they have rubber ducks and they put them on the water. This is in Rockwall, Texas. And there's a fountain and then a little waterfall area and then a little stream area. And people can actually put money on these ducks as to who will be the winner. But all these rubber ducks are sponsored by different businesses. So they're all dressed according, well, not according to the business, but in a different way. You might have a little duck with a beard. All kinds of crazy things. And when they start floating and they go over the falls and they're coming towards the end of the line to see who the winner will be, people go crazy about it. And I have had such fun photographing the ducks. Each one is different. And there's such a thing as Rubber Ducky Day.
There is.
Who knew? Who knew?
It's one of my favorite days.
And when I saw that, I said, yes, I do have some ducks that I can enter for the day.
You do. There's a variety out there that I saw. You even featured on your main page there, all your rubber ducks photos that you've taken.
They're just fun to look at. I enjoy them.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
That's a good day to celebrate, even if you're just in a bathtub with a rubber duck.
That's true, too. That's true, too. Let me see. What are we missing? I don't think I've missed anything that we talked about before. You've just celebrated a lot, and I find that to be especially wonderful. That's what we've been looking for.
Another fun festival that I love to go to is a parade that they hold up in McKinney, and it's for... Oh, it was for Mardi Gras, a Mardi Gras parade for dogs. And it was just so much fun to see these dogs dressed up with their owners and in costume. Some of the costumes were so elaborate. I would just have a ball photographing that.
Do your dogs like dressing up?
Not particularly.
Mine either. So we did ask this question last time, and I'm going to ask it again because I think you had a really compelling answer. What does celebrate every day mean to you?
You know, we never know what happens in the future. As a nurse, I know that. You may live, you may die. It may come on suddenly. And I think because of that, it is so important to celebrate something out of each day. It might be something stupid and silly, but that's okay. And whatever makes you happy, celebrate that thing.
I agree with you. That's why we celebrate every day here in the office, too. And it's just a wonderful reminder.
Yes.
Of opportunity, something to get out of bed for every day.
Exactly. And I think part of this, too, is the day after Christmas of 2015, we lost our house in the tornado. And in a matter of 10, 20 seconds, our lives were literally turned upside down. If you had asked me the day before, Are you going to lose your home tomorrow? I would have looked at somebody like they were crazy. Mm-hmm. But we never know what tomorrow holds. So, you know, cherish today, celebrate something from today, and make today special in some way. And that's kind of how I like to do it.
That's a beautiful way to wrap up our story today, I think, don't you?
Thank you.
I have enjoyed talking with you so much, Faye. So much so, I talked to you about this twice, which is a good excuse if you ask me. I have enjoyed talking with you, hearing your stories, and just getting to know you better.
And I've enjoyed it as well. It's been fun.
I'm so glad.
And getting to know you too.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Faye.
Thank you.
And you stay warm. You stay warm. Don't go and out in the snowy streets or anything.
No. And you take care. It's a crazy world.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing more of your posts out there.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Celebration Voices. Share your Celebrate Everyday stories with Celebration Voices by contacting us by email at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at nationaldaycalendar.com. We'd love to hear how celebrating every day has changed your life, inspired you, or given you hope. Celebration Voices is a production of National Day Calendar. Share your Celebrate Everyday stories with Celebration Voices by contacting us by email at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at nationaldaycalendar.com. We'd love to hear how celebrating every day has changed your life, inspired you, or given you hope. Celebration Voices is a production of National Day Calendar.